The World's Longest Street Festival is set to return to the World's Longest Street, Sunday, June 4, as the Aurora Chamber of Commerce once again hosts the Aurora Street Festival. Set to take place on Yonge between Wellington Street in the north, stretching south to Murray Drive, tens of thousands are expected to descend on the town's historic downtown core for a full day of activities, including bands, buskers, restaurants, and more than 400 vendors confirmed. "We're excited to be back," says Sandra Watson of the Chamber. "Last year, we returned after a hiatus, due to health restrictions surrounding the global pandemic. But we're seeing an increase in vendors returning this year, which is fantastic, lots of new vendors. We're excited to have the street back open again for people to come out and browse through the downtown and all the way down to Murray Drive. We have lots of entertainment planned again this year and we have two stages. One at Church Street where we will have Soul Benefit performing, as well as other bands to be confirmed. Down at the South End, we have our fan favorites, the Coyotes, playing at the Brooklyn intersection. Throughout the festival, we have a number of buskers who will be performing throughout the day. Before, during and coming out of the pandemic, the Aurora Chamber of Commerce has placed a strong emphasis on shop local, and while the Aurora Street Festival will offer vendors from both Aurora and further afield, it's also a prime opportunity to check out some of the businesses, restaurants, and services already established in the Yonge Street corridor. "It's really encouraging to see a lot of Yonge Street businesses right out in front of their stores and joining in the festival," says Watson. "It's a really popular event. A lot of these vendors travel kind of in a festival circuit and obviously talk among themselves, and they have said how great this festival is and keep coming back. We've had vendors in the show who have been in it for years and years, but it's great to have some new faces as well with some new products, new food. I think there's going to be a really big variety of products, services and food. Any kind of food you can imagine." One new participant this year is the Newmarket Community Craft Beer Festival, which will be holding a pop-up festival in a beer garden style at the south end of the event. There, 7 or 8 local craft breweries will be on hand, offering some of the best beers the area offers. "I'm really looking forward to the actual day," says Watson. "It is fabulous to see the street just bustling with people. It's almost the kickoff to summer and people are out in full force. It's great to see them carrying bags with their purchases, eating that turkey leg, ice cream cone, and anything else they have purchased from our vendors." This year's festival will take place between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. For more information, www.aurorachamber.on.ca/street-festival. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at The Auroran.